Blog Talk Radio.
They got the streets on lock.
The streets on lock.
It's the Block Club DJs. DJ.
Harder than ice, and we pimpin', that's where the Maccas do. Apple bottom, he's turning around. How about a smack or two? Caught you peeping, I'm happy. You honestly wasn't after. You lot of niggas that's up in the club. You want the cancel, who told you I couldn't handle you? Wanna rob me, your man, you said it. You want the scope, you utter sick. I'm not Sammy, you screaming. Hotter than a motherfucking beast. Halloween, thinking that she's on the trick or treat. Falling, money jump shot, shit falling. On her knees, sticking out her tongue, chick crawling. If you think these niggas made it rain, rolling. Money still coming from the air, fucking pouring. We ball hard, catching them all guard. 007, responsible for every rebound. I had to laugh, get a giggle out that. Sweetest cheetah looking good, ain't no dinner in that.
Look at me, look at me. Look at me.
That's even in the night. Watch this accomplishment, maybe shorty Phoenix with a pipe. Got some rosé, Dom Perignon, VIP poppin'. She pop, lock, and drops it. I threw her some dollars, wobbling. She spread her legs on the floor, a dollar, her pussy swallowed it. It's not imagination, shit really that passionation. Pampy, these pussies ain't no competition. What we basing, can't even talk about her mountain account. Just know it's never even. Belly dollar 50 to swipe. So I spend a little, cause I know it's coming back. They act, do money, grow on trees. Well, in fact, this is paper that we spend. And it's paper that they invented. Throw a couple dollars in the air, I'm loving the feeling. If the sky's the limit, then why I'm out of space chilling? I diamond in the rough, find me in the bandit building. A classic me, like three stripes on the leather filter. She gotta get paid, well shit, a nigga filler. It ain't gonna stop me from going from what I'm doing. It's a celebration going, and nigga feeling the groove. Bottle in it, my nigga, move.
I like you in the face, deep in the waist. Know how to trust me, scared of the way.
Staring at the hublo, Suey in the six, same color nouveau. Shorty got the stick, Honda, two door, talking like she white, how she could do more. I just wanna be mommy, uno, from Lip at the beach, with Poppy, Chula. We ball harder, we stay rock, he ice skate like we play hockey. Everything great, attitude cocky, it's all laid out. Hollow rock, in and out of state, move like a trucker, ask about him, he a wild motherfucker. New York snowman, he's so frosty, that's your bro, get it off off, we at the ball. This is saucy, team full of killers. Don't ever cross me. Niggas wanna toss me off and soft. Cause I'm in the fins of the 640 coffee.
Let's go. I set it off, I don't gotta let it off. If something on my chest, I'ma get it off. Hoes wearing clothes, go and get them off. Bring your girlfriends, we gon' hit them off. Black on black thing, German engineering.
Let me help you visualize the words you're hearing.
I'm a fly nigga, airborne. Pop, you can hear, but don't hear wrong. You can't steer wrong, put a right path. Adding your bitch is what I call a right math. Audi or the Lincoln, or a D-Class. Or the manual, I pull up in that 3 fast. All me cash, I can spin it quick. So my, yeah, I can send it quick. She can bend it quick, what's the benefit? It's the Tony Sands, and it's been a hit.
Yes, 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 and good night to you. Thank y'all for tuning in. And you know who it is. It's your girl, K. Nicole. I got my dude, DJ Big Stu, in the building with me, as always. And, you know how we do it. I always got something to talk about, something we could do. You know how K. Nicole do. And tonight, you know, y'all, I got something special for y'all. I got a young fellow in here, young brother, doing his thing. You know what I'm saying? This dude is almost family right here. I got Mr. Kawan Crawford in the building. He's a dope writer. You know what I'm saying? He's a writer, author of good books. I got Kawan right here on the line. Kawan?
Yes, I'm
Mr.
here.
Crawford? How are you, sir?
I'm good.
Yes, I can
Thank
hear you.
For
hear
me,
you
lady.
Well.
Appreciate it.
Oh, I appreciate you coming on the show, sir. So, you know, I'm gonna just let you get right into it. Let's introduce yourself. Tell us about yourself.
My name is Kawan Crawford. I'm a former gangster turned scholar turned author. I'm originally from Brooklyn, New York, but I reside in Georgia now. This is my second home to New York. Yes, my second home. And I just do what I do.
So let's get into what you do. Let's talk about your books. Let's let them know what you wrote.
All right, I wrote a couple of novels. My first novel is called Love, Loyalty, and Dangerous Games. It's about a teenage hustler who he's involved in an accident and later finds out that it wasn't an accident at all. And the sequel is called Dangerous Games, No Love, No Loyalty. And it pretty much picks up from the part one. You know, it's when the main character decides. It's when the main character finally realizes that there is no love and loyalty on the mean streets. It's a good read. It's a real good read. It's a real good read.
I'm telling you, the book I read, is that the one I read, the first one?
Yeah, you read the first one, Love, Loyalty, and Dangerous Games, I believe is what you read.
That's a great, great book, man. You're doing your thing, definitely.
Thank you, I appreciate
it. So, since we're talking about the book, I'm going to get into some things in the book.
Okay,
so,
sure.
You know, I'm going to ask you, in the book, is this book a true story?
It's about 80% true, to be honest. It's about 80% true. I had to change some names and places to protect, you know, the innocent and the guilty. And make it, you know, a little entertaining.
Wow. Wow. It's definitely good. So since I'm talking about that, I want you to talk about, you know, because in the book you got into an accident. So I want you to tell the people a little bit about, you know, that.
When I was about 20, I was involved in an accident that left me paralyzed from the chest down. And I was in the hospital for about 20 months, going through rehab and therapy, trying to get some mobility back and adapt to life as what the doctors called my analysis is a quadriplegic. I was diagnosed as a quadriplegic, meaning I'm paralyzed from the chest down. So while I was in the hospital recovering, a lot of people was coming out to visit me, and it was actually the inspiration for the title of my first book. That's how I came up with Love, Loyalty, and Dangerous Games, because the whole time I was in the hospital, I was getting, you know, visits pretty much every day for at least the first year. So I received a lot of love. My friends, my family was truly loyal to me. They kept me upbeat. And it was a long road, you know, but I did the time in there. I got as well as I can get, and decided to get back into society and figure out what God had for me next.
And that's definitely what's up. He's definitely an inspiration, man. Quadriplegic, this man is has an independent publishing company called Don Juan, right?
Don Juan Publications.
Right?
Yes, exactly.
So tell us a little bit about that. Let's hear about your company a little bit.
Well, I've always been an entrepreneur all my life. You know, I've always wanted to be my own boss and do things the way I wanted to do it. So back in 96, 97, I enrolled into Mega Evers College, where I received my associate's degree in business administrations. And while I was receiving my business degree, I had started a management company with a partner of mine from Brooklyn called Keep It Real Management. And we had signed a few artists out of my old neighborhood and managed them for a little while. And we ended up landing them a recording deal with Fab Five Freddy, and we put out two singles before the group fell apart, and I continued to move on with my education and think of other ventures I can venture into. And it wasn't until I graduated with my bachelor's in accounting in 02 and got out of school that I decided that writing was something I really wanted to do full time. So after I wrote my first couple of novels, I met a lady that was a minister who, her name is Candy Williams. She helped me self-publish my first novel because trying to get it published through a major was a little difficult. I had sent my manuscript out, but I didn't get that much feedback. So she showed me the steps in the process to self-publish it. So I published my novels under her publishing company first, and then she passed away shortly after my second one, which pretty much forced my hand to create my own publishing company, which is called Don Juan Publications. So that's how that came about, and you know, I have two novels I published already. I have two more on deck, and I'm very busy. I'm looking to put out some poetry sometime soon, but you know, I'm looking to do that with someone because I write poetry, but I'm not that skilled. So, if somebody out there that's writing some poetry, they definitely want to get in touch with me.
why you on the street? I mean, did you ever have this type of thoughts, like writing, any of that, in the music business, you know,
well,
the poetry?
Well, I mean, I've always been a hustler. You know, I've always had hustle in my blood. So, you know, I've just realized as I got older, I just continued to change the products I hustled. So being a quadriplegic, I had to come up with something that was realistic, something that I could actually handle. I mean, realistically, it's not like I can be a construction worker or anything. So once I started examining all my options, and I realized I had some writing skills, and people was, you know, encouraging me to tell my story. At this point, I decided to start writing. It was something that came, like, later on in life after my accident.
Okay. But that's cool. So how many so far today? You say you have 2 books you published?
Yeah, I wrote
How many books did you okay. 2 books published and 2 on the way. What's the name of the next 2 coming?
My next book coming is called The Hood Keeper, and it's about a young cat that was a bully and, you know, grew up to be one of them guys who basically felt like he had to look out for his hood and ends up meeting tragedy at the end. You know, through at the hands of the faith of one of the cats he had once bullied or something like that. So, you know, I don't want to give the whole story away, but it's going to be very interesting. And my 4th book, which I think is going to be my best, is a novel that I haven't quite finished. It's about 70% done, but it's called They Say I'm an Inspiration. And it's really a book about me paying homage to people I've met throughout my life that inspired me in one way or another to do the things that I've done. So, you know, it's going to be real deep. It's going to be my ideas and analogies and theories on everything from slavery to education to relationships. And, you know, my opinion on life in general.
That sounds
good. It's going to be a good one.
Sounds good. Because I blew my mind. Definitely a page turner. But we're going to get into some music real quick, Kawan. And we're going to come right back because I have we're going to chop it up for a little while. I got a few questions for you, bro.
All right. I'm here.
Done. All right, so just hold on a minute. This is your girl, K. Nicole. This is Beef Stew Radio, y'all. DJ Big Stew, let's get into some music real quick. Come right back.
Beef stew.
Beef?
Now we're talking about beef stew.
Beef?
once again, you know how it goes. Once again in the building, it's your man Big Stu. I'm in the building today with my special guest in the building, my man Corey. My man Corey, Big Sosa in the building. Straight up from, you know, straight up from the dirty south. Bringing you the definitely bringing you the hottest new joints, the hottest new artists out there. Corey, you in the building with me?
Yo.
What's good, Corey, man? You know, we had a little technical difficulties last time, man. I'm glad you're here today, man.
Yeah. I'm here live and direct. What's up?
Well, you know, the first thing I want to start
with hip hop right now.
the first thing I want to ask you, Corey, man, is like, you know, I want a lot of cats out there where I'm from to know where you from, Corey.
Shreveport, Louisiana, a.k.a. Ratchet City, a.k.a. Port City, a.k.a. Block B the Town.
Wow. And,
we
you know, how did you get started up in this game, man?
Man, that's a long story. It kind of, like, came to me, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Just a real dude. Had a whole bunch of talent around me, so I had to do something.
Name some of the cats that you know you rocking with right now, like that you've been with and that you rocking with now at this point.
Well, man, I done rocked with damn near everybody in the South. DG, Boosie, Trill, Rap-A-Lot, No Limit, Young Buck, a lot of niggas, man. But who I'm rocking with right now, I got to shout out my boy Q Beats. That's the boy bringing that heat. Smoke D, PC, Conrad, of course the East Boys, East Harlem, you know what I'm saying, Marv got it, Tony Sands, Will Porter, I mean, the list go on and on, Gunner, everybody, man, like I said, I'm working with everybody.
So now this
Block
this,
B,
this
365 Money Gang, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to get into the 365 Money Gang. I definitely want to talk to you about that. But I want to start off with, when you shouted out Ratchet City, like us in Harlem, you know, we hear the Ratchet City Chick, song, and it's kind of hot as bumping. But I want you to explain to everybody that's on our side of town what that Ratchet City thing really about.
Well, let's just say shout out to my boy Mandigo, Free Mandigo, a.k.a. the real Ratchet King. You know, he started it. Him and his clique, Lava House, Untamed Man, Big Papa, Angelo, Funk Dog, Hurricane was an affiliate, Hurricane Chris, Lil Boosie was an affiliate, but it all started with Mandigo. That's who started it. Like I say, Free my nigga.
Now I'm going to ask you, man, now who you feel is the true king of the South?
Who do I feel is the true king of the South?
Yeah, in the rap game.
Me.
You?
Me. I'm the king of the South.
I hear that.
Block B,
all right, out of the nervousness,
everything
I ain't going to say
under
the big
the umbrella.
I ain't gonna say over the big dogs. All right, I'll give you that one, but I want to say, like, under the lyricists, out of the cats that's dropping lyrics and all that.
Who I feel like the king of the South?
Yeah.
Man, that's like a rhetorical question to me, homie, because I have to say my whole team combined, they kings, queens,
well,
you know, so.
So, you know,
I mean,
we're going to do
like I said, it's a lot of cartoon puppets out here right now. Got to move them out the way, you know what I'm saying? Get to that Evander Realty Holyfield.
So
just
you know
trying to get
do?
All that fake out the way and get that real in there. The truth.
So we're going to put some real in there right now. We're going to drop some of the family right now, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about this Dirty Shake thing that you involved with up in Harlem, all right?
Oh, yeah.
Let's get it.
Funk Dog exclusive. I'm the planet. I'm Indo, I'm Kush, I'm Arizona, green crack. Baby, down some A1 Reggie Miller. And I'm a perfect boy, thinking like Polo, getting blooded. And my niggas just some mug killers. What's up? Bang out. Hang out with the wang out. Or rock out with the. I'ma turn your block out. She on the floor, jigging till she make that pop out. Try to tell them boys, it's gonna be a knockout. Hey, we'll get it. They ain't wanna tell them, cause I run that post city, oh. Duff stop peeking in my loser and I fit it. I'ma shoot it at her, I'm just trying to make the beat. Get it. Oh, man, need me a beat. Down with me, the wall sweet. Real money looking funny. The paper getting low. I'ma break the chain coming no more. Hurricane Chris, I like to rock out with my Glock out and knock somebody top out. I'm kicking it with K Pistol and he from the west side. I'ma see the grow.
Get him up.
Papa Bean, who got the juice? Pull me up a deuce, don't be acting brand new. I'm 5150, Cinderella full of tickets. Looking for a ratchet that's good and cooked chicken. She hopped up on the pole and they got to throwing money. But we shut down when we start throwing hundreds. 50s and 20s and 5s and 10s. Lead a club like. Get in. Yeah. I got a couple of freaks in my whip and I take it to the room, then make them trip. Yeah, I got her own money, man. Look at her, she a gangster. I need me a ratchet who know how to take her. While I drive, I can't even see the lane I'm in.
Man, need me a beer. Down with me, the wall sweet. Real money looking funny. The paper getting low. I'm a package ain't coming no more.
Shake whole movement, man.
Well,
Let's just say it's just something that kind of fell in my hand. You know, we hooked up, we collaborated. It's supposed to be a network thing, but, you know, Q Beats and Will Porter and the rest of the homies up there, they came with the Dirty Shake. You know, Q is that dirty, dirty. That's the dirty rice, the Cajun rice with the jalapeno sausage and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And
we
you
gonna
know,
get Q on the show
y'all come
too,
with that Hall of Shake, so, hey, you know,
and,
it's
and,
just kind of worked out.
And, you know, a lot of cats, man, they probably thinking we bugging, but, you know, when you listen to the sound of what we bringing, it's something definitely different. Wouldn't you say that?
Yeah, it's definitely different. It's something ain't nobody has ever done. Nobody. And nobody never will do it. And if they do, I'm going to come see them. Me,
I hear that. I hear that. And let me ask you this, man. What's some of the things that Block Beat Entertainment got going out there right now that everybody should be looking out for?
Well, we dropping the compilation in a couple of weeks, the Block Beat compilation. Then after that, you got Smoke D coming with her Going Against the Grain mixtape. And then you got PC coming with his follow up to the last one, 100% Blood Raw, but he's dropping a new one, Barry Meets PC. So we got that, and of course we got the Project Private and part two in the works.
No doubt.
Just a lot of stuff coming in my lap by the day. So you know, it might be 20 CDs out this year. I can't really say. I know it's a productive year so far.
So tell me some of the cats that we be looking for out of Louisiana that, you know, that I should be up here looking for to be coming out doing their thing.
Well, you know, besides Block B, you know, you got Big Papa, Untamed Man, Aunt Angelo. I think Hurricane working on something new. Man, it's a couple of them, but like I say, I ain't gonna even lie to you. I don't fool with a lot of them because they caught cartoon puppets to me, so I don't mess with cartoon characters, man. So, I mean, it's quite a few dudes up here, you know, no hating. It's all love, but I don't really mix with them too much, so, you know, we got to get it together down here in Louisiana, man. We losing too many good niggas.
No doubt. You know what I'm saying? Because you know how it is, man. They be trying to keep the rap game down, whether it's down south in New York City. Once they see brothers getting up and brothers doing their thing and making something positive and leaving the streets, the first thing they do is try to come at you and you know, throw a roadblock at you. You know what I mean?
Right. Exactly. So, you know, like I say, it's just up to us to get it together down here in Louisiana. Say we got a whole lot of cats, but it's a whole lot of people that came before us, got in the door and shed it behind them. But we finna open it back up. You know, like I said, that ratchet movement, it ain't dead. It's a lifestyle, so it'll never die. You know what I'm saying? So, but it's all about
Tell me what's
a
ratchet
right
city
now.
Chick. I got a lot of homies that they was asking, you know, they was like, yo, Stu, ask them, what's a ratchet city chick? I want to know what's a ratchet city chick. You know, like, what would be making a girl a ratchet city chick?
Man, ratchet just everything. You know what I'm saying? Man, wearing the same clothes for 5 days. You know, a girl going through the whole clique. You know,
wow.
Everything out here just ratchet. Your car can be ratchet. Your house can be ratchet. It's just
so basically, she a
everything
jump is a jump off in some things or a busted dude or something like that.
Man, a ratchet dude can be just a cat on his grind. You know,
that's okay,
ratchet.
That's
like,
what's
the whole thing is, but this thing is just ratchet.
Just got it.
You know, like I said, I wish I could get my boy, man, but, you know, due to his situation, you know, hey, he could have broken down a little bit better, but maybe later we'll be able to work something out.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, let's get into the Smoke D joint. It's pretty hot, and we're going to keep
Shout
it going. We're going to come back.
D.
No dizzy.
One cush behind windows is tinted. Keep that pistol on the left, a nigga stepping on me. Hope you don't take this as a rap, cause I ain't rapping, homie. Yeah, you talking, have my nigga full of heater on you. Drop that low and tell them put that diesel legal on you. You mean nothing to me, pimping, I don't give a fuck. You fuck with me and you gon' get more than your feelings hurt. See these niggas, they ain't about it, they just cream flow. All of that talking they be doing make them seem tough. Don't come around me with that faking, I can read that. You got pussy in you, bitch, and I can see that. I don't need that, okay, you can keep that. And if you got a problem with it, I can see that. Please believe that, black on black with G-swag. Chop us with the ski mask, push your fucking teeth back. Nigga, okay, if you wanna come and get it. Boy, I'm paper chasing, so you know I'm trying to get it. Fuck her if she bad, yeah, you know I'm trying to get it. I'm trying to tell you, nigga, I'm the realest. And I put that on everything, put that on everything, put that on everything, put that on everything. I put that on everything, put that on everything, put that on everything, put that on everything. I got my people with me, pipping, yeah, it's going down. Right before I shut it down. When I walk inside this bitch, okay, bitch, look, I'm ready. Yeah. I bust your melon with that weapon, bitch, and keep it stepping. Yeah. Smelling like a pound of dro, mixed with cool water. Yeah. I wish a nigga would, I hit him with this cool water. Yeah. I keep that burner on me, bitch, you better recognize. Don't bring it to me if you ain't trying to get televised. Nigga say he want it with me, I don't think he do. Want it with me like you say, then nigga bust a move. Somebody get his bitch an Oscar, he got something to prove. All that acting like a bitch gon' make me draw the two. If you want it, come and get it, say bitch bring it on. Double strap, one for your bitch and bitch one for your dome. I put one in your dome, get that nigga play the chrome. Then go find your bitch and tell that bitch to give me dome. Nigga, okay, if you want it, come and get it. Boy, I'm paper chasing, so you know I'm trying to get it. Fuck her if she bad, yeah, you know I'm trying to get it. I'm trying to tell you, nigga, I'm the realest. And I put that on everything, put that on everything, put that on everything, put that on everything. I put that on everything, put that on everything, put that on everything, put that on everything.
Yeah, this nigga got something to say.
Yeah.
Don't want to say it to a nigga face.
Never want to
holding your nuts on a nigga and shit.
Always holding your nuts.
Like you really know what you're doing, nigga. You don't know what you're doing when you're fucking with a nigga like me. I'm too fucking real for this shit.
I'm too fucking real.
I plays no games with you bitch ass niggas. You need to understand that.
I hope you understand.
I'm real to the motherfucking bone, bitch. Shout out to my motherfucking studs one time, my nigga. That's how we do it. Believe that.
Yeah, you bitch ass niggas don't really understand what time it is.
So that one right there, I was bumping that joint, riding up Linux in my whip real loud one day, man.
Oh, you supposed to, because grinding made
money. Yeah, yeah. Word, I was riding up 125th, I flipped it around, slid down to the Apollo Castle, looking at me, and I was like, yeah, they was like, that's dude playing that Dirty South, girl. I was like, yes, sir, y'all don't know what's coming, baby. You got
it. Yeah, yeah, it's coming. And, oh, yeah, I could lift something out. The DVD, the Tulsa Way on the way, from Shreveport to Texas, all the way to Harlem, New York, all the way back to the West Coast, to the Midwest, everywhere. Might even catch me in England if the money right.
You know, I was getting ready to ask you about that because I wanted you to, you know, explain a lot more about yourself, you know, because you one of them down low heavyweight cats that been in the game doing your thing for a minute. So just explain what the social way is about a little bit.
Yeah, hating on me though, you know, it is what it is.
You still hating on
you? You can't deny real shit, man.
Mhm.
Yeah, you can't deny real shit.
Now let's talk about this 365 money game, kid.
Oh, well, that's all PC right there. That's him. You know, I'm just helping him paint the picture. But, you know, the group official, you know, you got PC, of course.
Mm-hmm.
You got Glory the Gunner.
Mm-hmm.
You got Lil Bino from Dallas, Texas. Shout out to Southern Side NT, the CEO and his clique.
So you got a Louisiana
and you got
cat. You got a Louisiana cat, a Harlem cat, a Texas cat. And where the last brother from? Person from?
Oh, it's a chick named Moxie. And we working on getting forever from Connecticut.
Wow. So
we're trying
real,
to work that out.
So that's some real, like, deep, like, universal, like, you know, covering a lot of markets right there, music, you know, hitting a lot of people and touching a lot of people.
Yeah, I'm trying to corner the market, man. And then shout out to T10, T1000 in Xenia, Ohio. He might even be in it. I'm trying to get him worked out and be in the group too. It's just gonna be a super group, man. It's a movement. 365 people chasing their money 365 days a year.
I also heard that you're doing some things in Miami and Florida also.
Yeah, I'm doing a mixtape with Boss Lady 305. She has a real big heavyweight out there, big time promoter, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing a mixtape 318 to 305 365.
And so, yours truly is
working on that.
Throw that out
posted
there.
By Big DJ Big Stu and to all these
DJs
getting me
about
hosting. Don't even holler. It's all Big Stu handling everything. So I ain't looking for no mixtape DJs. I got one. We good.
That's what's up. You know, I didn't mean to have to throw it out there, but I just had to give myself a little promotion, let everybody know I'm going to be on that joint there. So go look out. That joint is fire, fire, fire. And what we're going to do is get back into some more music.
Right.
You know what I mean? Do our thing. We got some more. We got the other half of the family to go down. So I think we're going to do that right now. You know what I'm saying, Big Sosa?
Yeah, that's what's up.
We're going to get back into my man Will Porter and QB's. This is off Will Porter coming joint, produced by QB's. This shit is fire.
Now,
right
if we talk about money, then we thinking alike. I got a gift, so I spit what I live, I write. Now, if you go and hit a chick, better hit it right, or you won't hit it twice. She won't spend the night. See, if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. I'm going to make it here, and I'm going to take it anywhere. Ain't about money, shit, you ain't saying nothing. And while mine stay, we stay hustling. Feeling a rush. Millions of clutch, y'all Damien's miles away, chasing my dust.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Will Porter performing the clutch. Swore my competition, roll them up in the dust. Do a lot of things, but a nigga never brag. This my time and this my swag. Too many suckers, not enough time. Why you give up yours? I'm going out for mine.
Got this stack game right, go bust your head. Got the bottles lined up, go bust your head. Got the slide on the side, go bust your head. Go ahead and bust your head, go and bust your head. If you sitting on chrome, go bust your head. Got your girl at home, go bust your head. Wildin' out for the night, go bust your head. Go ahead and bust your head, go and bust your head.
I'm so on a busy, for sure I get busy. Got that New York swag like you can't run with me. Way out your area, flow so scarier. Sharp like terrier, more of a merrier. Run with the takeover, I'm like way over any expectation. So dedication, timing is everything. I'm so timely, limelight, rhyme tight. I'm so priceless, bang like Halo. Always on my J.O., put that work in, that's for certain. Haters is curtains, good night, see ya. Wouldn't wanna be a three strikes, I leave ya. Whole fam heavyweight, ain't nothing like here. Fans like light, yeah, hey, yeah, my year. Get it, yeah, make noise anywhere. Wanna know what it is, where it's at, I'm right here. It's that game right, go bust your head. Got the bottles lined up, go bust your head. Got the slide on the side, go bust your head. Go ahead and bust your head, go and bust your head. You sitting on chrome, go bust your head. Got your girl at home, go bust your head.
bust your head.
I had to bust your head.
Go bust your head.
They said I had to be Southern, but still New Yorkish. This what I'm saying, you can tell I'm important. Move from the block, now we up in the fortress. Vision too clear to ever be distorted. Rhyme so pouring, almost like you could snort it. All white fitted to the side, I started. This is a movement if you real support it. Don't try and fight it, might as well just walk it.
Got your stack game right, go bust your head.
Got your bottles lined up,
go bust your head.
Got your slide on the side,
go bust your head.
Go ahead and bust your head,
go and bust your head.
If you're sitting on chrome,
go bust your head.
Got your girl at home,
go bust your head.
Wilding out for the night,
go bust your head.
Go ahead and bust your head,
go and bust your head.
Myself without bringing the family, so
we all working it out. You know, people got to get their situations and everything in order. So, me, I'm ready anytime. I love traveling. That's all I do. So
that's what's up.
Hey, I'm just trying to get the team straight where we can all get it out here because, you know, we all moving in different directions, but it's all under the same umbrella.
You doggone right about that, fam. So what we're going to do is get into some more music, man, and we're going to wind it down, then we're going to come back, man. I want you to give some, after we play some more music, I want you to give some shout-outs to some peoples, man. And we'll be right back, you know what I mean?
For sure, for sure.
I can dig it. They thought we could fell out, you know what I'm saying?
Nah.
Shit. Tell them niggas what time it is.
Ass niggas, yeah, them feds and them folks about it, huh? Now it's crunch time,
yeah,
and you know about it,
huh?
I don't need the goon, I just need room.
Room, slide me the tool,
and exit out the room.
Gangsta's high,
made it,
high, rate.
Wait for one of you niggas to speak on my name.
Yeah.
It's no game, we fit the self,
man.
I turn a hole to the hammer, your house to a frame.
The
president, the pro,
that pure
cocaine.
That
we get paid cash money and a fast lane. All I gotta ask you the problem,
hey, the
y'all still wild.
Still wild.
Why? Why? When we're shopping,
nah,
yeah,
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 yeah.
The cops sign me
danger.
My click full of anger. We strapped with some bangers.
We keep
trying to frame. Trying to move around with some bitch ass.
Smoke your
bitch mad, black, she mad,
black bag.
What?
Yeah.
Nigga, we gave you the game,
know what I'm talking about?
Gave you the mixtape,
gave you the
album, gave you the group album,
know what
I'm talking about? Life of a boo boy, you heard me?
Keep
rockin', look, nigga, better take over the game. So we've been doing this shit for years, nigga.
Know
what I'm talking about? And I'll be down if I let one of these niggas come and take my shine.
Uh-huh.
So you got to follow me and anybody else, know what I'm about?
I say,
what?
What?
I'm talking to me,
nigga,
cut a motherfucker, ask about
me. Ask about
Packers.
From the streets,
the rap on the beat,
rap on
I let
the beat.
The rap on the beat and gave the bag,
and gave the bag.
Oh, bitch ass nigga, still hating on
still
me.
Hating on
we changing shit, nigga, that's the way.
Hey, that's the way.
Man, take a trip from the west,
hey, from the west.
And he rest until I'm fucked, nigga, rest.
I think they rest
and keep hold on the street.
Look,
breathing
a
weak
name.
We picking no name, just don't let y'all
just don't let y'all.
Man, got a rep about how much I sold,
how much I sold.
All I know is you're a fool, but you'll know I'm a
cheat.
I'm
trying
to trigger happy, know that I ain't showing
it.
He showing it. If I pull it, I'm a bust it. That's the code.
Hey, that's the code.
The streets,
fuck
my name over
branches,
let me know it.
Yeah, that's why I need flubber boots.
Yeah,
nigga, my cool ass nigga, man. Been putting all this shit in my nigga head and shit, but
I ain't going
I know
nowhere.
I just done not
to
that.
Did.
I ain't going nowhere. I'm
going to
put my address on this motherfucker.
635.
I'm playing these young people. Fucking with Lick Lou. See what I'm talking about? I got gold.
I don't trust no rapping niggas,
no,
they face up in the dirt,
yeah.
Cause most of them want to surf,
the
surfing it gets worse,
yeah.
Got shit on you bitches worse,
getting
it all in,
yeah.
Haters and kids pussy, my attitude, fuck friends,
yeah.
We could get at this money if you wasn't sensitive,
yeah.
If you handled your feet, stop worrying about fear, people claim they love you with their fingers on your ear, I got my finger on the trigger and I freeze it real quick,
yeah.
Thinking you gon' pay me, you could second guess that, I'm a fool with it good, get it twisted like that. Menace to society, ain't that why you hire me? Care to walk outside of me? No side ride to the day that I die. No DVR, baby, you can catch a guy. Bitch, nigga with no sign, nigga with no grind. Ain't about shit but a fucking waste of time.
Yeah, this song's dedicated to the loved ones that passed away. We miss you.
Funk Dog Exclusive.
Spin it, spin it. My nigga Hurricane.
Mr. Dream Reaver. The Dream Reaver.
I'm out of sight
for me.
All right.
another one of my people died.
Fuck.
Ain't that a bitch we used to duck off in my nigga bucket nine? Fuck me up when people ask me where he at in public. I just wish the discussion. The streets we live in ruthless. Young niggas 13 years old on around on the block. How they finna shoot shit?
Well,
people killing they stuff like it's a fashion. Can't take the stress. Full of that cocaine. The Grim Reaper got him by the neck.
Nick.
I wonder if it's cause I sins and I history. Wanna see my life close up? I lost a lot of niggas killing me. Brought on bear with a own son. That's the shit they get to me. No, rotten, it ain't sweet. So let the silence be.
Sosa in the building from Louisiana.
The hungriest mogul in hip hop.
Yo, I want to thank you for coming on the show, man, and enlightening us, man. And definitely thank all the Dirty South people out there for tuning in. I see the airwaves is bumping. You know what I'm saying? I see the phone lines. We got all type of area codes rocking right now. You know?
Oh yeah, all day long. Support
us there.
Love to everybody who listening.
Yeah, no doubt. So, yo, man, you know, Corey, man, all we got to do now, man, is just let it go down, you know what I'm saying, and just make it happen. But once again, I want to thank you for being on
the way.
I want to thank you for being on the show.
Technical difficulties, you know, but we back. I'm focused.
That's
as focused as ever.
That's what's up. So, y'all, good night, y'all, and, you know, be on the lookout for all that stuff we just kicked out to y'all, and like he said, and make sure y'all tune in tomorrow night to K. Nicole's show, you know what I'm saying, 11:30 p.m., ladies' night, you know what I'm saying, she's having the part two of, you know, last week was about the top 10 things that men like, now it's for the ladies, so you know what I'm saying, fellas, make sure you tune in, because you might learn something.
Yeah, I need to give some shouts out, too, homie.
Oh, yeah, go ahead, homie. You got to do that. I got to let you do that. My bad.
Well, God first, you know what I'm saying, because he the one keep the world turning.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, my daughter, you know what I'm saying. That's my inspiration. And Block Beater, you know, QB, Smoke D, PC, the whole team. Niecy, Stu, the East Harlem, the whole team. Southern Style ENT. Free Boosie, free Man to Go, free BG, free everybody locked up that's in Louisiana because everybody don't need to be in there. Shout out to Master P, No Limit, Forever. Shout out to Cash Money, everybody. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to my mama too, man.
We got to give a shout out to my man, Mr. Rogers, out there in Ohio too. He's a big supporter.
Yeah,
you know,
T-1000 all day. Xenia, stand up. Cincinnati, all that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah, right. Shout out to Madonna in D.C.
That's what's up.
Yeah, man, I mess with a lot
of people, big.
Man, so.
Yeah, so just in case you forgot anybody, don't forget them.
Everywhere with me.
Good, because the family's mad big. But once again, it's time for us to go. So, yo, make sure y'all tune in tomorrow night to K. Nicole Ladies Night. It's going to be a good show. I just want to say peace.
This pot smells delicious, and it's the base for our ultimate beef stew.
Try this beef stew. Try this beef stew.